Tibor, this work that you are performing live tonight at Kunstradio, it's dedicated to the philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein, who was born or raised just a few houses away from here in Argentinia Straße.
Yes. The internet says 171 meters away from the point we are now.
Right, it's on house number 16, and the street used to be called Allierstraße, now it's called Argentinierstraße, yeah. And we are on number 30. So 171 meters away from where Wittgenstein was raised, and his birthday is approaching on 26th April, I believe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's a piece that you have performed already and released already. Can you explain?
Well, I performed this piece actually more in the 90s, when my son born and when I discovered Wittgenstein through my friend Peter Forgas, the filmmaker. And this was actually a lullaby at the beginning. I just made my son sleeping, my younger son by then. And then it started growing. First, I was just made this lullaby. Then I traveled with the piece. Unexpectedly, this was invited, so I performed in Japan. Then I recorded. I learned the Japanese, some sentences in Japanese, and then I recorded, and then I integrated it to the piece. As same with the Slovak and Czech and Spanish and Russian when I played in Moscow or Madrid or whatever. I just learn the language of the given country, just being able to tell the sentences in the language.
And it's sentences from the Tractatus.
Actually, those are taken from two books of Wittgenstein. One is called Vermischte Bemerkungen, and the other one is the Tractatus Logico-Philosophicus. Yes, so these two we used.
And regarding the structure, it has this very simple lullaby melody, and you add like layers of language with that.
Yes, it's a polyphony of very simple music accompaniment. Of spoken words, of humming, and various languages. So actually, this was the first piece I used spoken words as music. Well, before I already used spoken words as part of music, but I didn't. This was more of prosa, and I didn't use it a musical way. This was a great adventure to me to use the spoken words as music and to trying to integrate into the music. And I played in the 90s, and then I stopped performing it for several years, just very, very seldom I performed it. And for almost 7, 8, 9, 10 years, I don't really remember, I was very busy with making films. So in general, I was very seldom performing. And now, maybe a year or two ago, I started again performing, and I felt this should be very nice to perform this piece at that very place. And there is this nice opportunity that the ORF studio I discovered is just right in there where he has born.
Yeah, it's a great coincidence.
Yeah.
So after the time that you didn't perform the piece and you came back to it, has it changed for you in between?
Well, in general, it did. And also, technology developed very much. I changed the accompaniment, the sounds of the accompaniment, which is refreshing to me. I used different sounds. And I used the new technology, both for the spoken, pre-recorded sounds and voices, and this makes me a different way of handling those materials, mixing and working with this new technology. which gives me a little more opportunity to make it more colorful.
Whose voices are they, or is it not important who the people are?
It's very important to me. When I perform this piece, I see their faces in front of me. I see my relative in Bratislava sitting in a kitchen when I recorded it with him. I see Uncle Pepik in Prague. I see Ayako Harada in Tokyo in Omiya district when I recorded this text with her. And I see all my narrations. I see Francisco Grozon, the Spanish narrator, or Caroline, the English one, or others. It's very important to me. They are with me. They are with me.
Do you relate to Wittgenstein's theories or thoughts by your use of language and music?
I have to recall my first impressions. That was this sentences were very revolutionary to me, because it was always surprising what he has said or he has thought. It's very hard to show up in such performance the primer impression, the primer meaning, the primer impression of the text on you. This was really very important for me by that time, and it is still now.
About the performance tonight, probably the setup is always different according to where you play, but you have brought a flute and two radios, very old-style radios. They're part of your orchestra.
Tube radios. Tube radios I really love, and I used to use them. And then for several years I did not. But now I felt it's the time again to warm up. And the tubes are warming up us and warming up the sound. And we need it.
But you are using them as amplifiers, basically. So you're...
This time, yes. Mm-hmm. This time, yes. Amplifier. I used to use them as radio as well, but not tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a flute?
I have a bass flute.
A bass flute?
That I am playing on. I have a MIDI wind controller, which is a wind instrument with no sound. I make the sound in the computer for this. It can be any sound. It's a relatively new instrument. This was invented at 80s, and I bought at 86, 7, my first instrument like this, maybe earlier, maybe the 70s, but probably the 80s. And I'm using it since. And I use it in this piece as well.
Does it make an difference for you to perform this in front of people, like in a setting, on a stage, or in front of people?
This is probably the first time, because I have recorded it once in a sound studio, and it was released in England probably 20 years ago. But I haven't been performing since in studio. So this is the first time. But in performing live in the air, it's different than performing in a studio for recording, because you imagine people listening it live, and that's I like very much, that especially the more that this is a night moment between 11 and 12, when people in their homes might listen to this. I don't know if anybody's listening seriously nowadays, radio, hopefully they do. But it's nice to know that, or imagine, that some people, some humans, some very nice people, whose face I see in front of me, my relatives, were sitting behind the microphone and talking. And on the other side, there are people sitting behind the radios or the computer or whatever, and they are listening it. So from one person to another.